The practice is how to consume that you can get out, you can maintain the health of our body and our consciousness. We eat in such a way that can maintain understanding and compassion in our body and in our mind. We eat in such a way that there will be peace in our body and in our consciousness. And the Buddha told this story, a young couple who wanted to get out of their country, to settle in another country where there is more freedom. They brought their little boy with them. And half the way through the desert, they run out of food. And they knew that they were going to die, three of them. So they made a terrible, a dramatic decision, killing the little boy and eat a mouthful of the flesh of the boy every day with the hope of getting out of the desert to go to another country. So they killed the little boy. And each of them ate a morsel of the flesh and hung the rest of the body on a shoulder to dry for the next days. And after having eaten a morsel of that flesh, they cried, "Oh, our dear little boy, where are you now? Why do we have to kill you in order to eat like this? It's horrible." But the boy is already dead. Finally, they got out of the desert and settled in that new country. And then the Buddha turned around and looked at his monks and said, "My dear friends, do you think that the couple enjoy eating the flesh of their son?" The monk said, "No, Lord, no, teacher, it's not possible to enjoy eating the flesh of our own son or daughter." The Buddha said, "Let us eat in such a way to preserve compassion in us. Let us not eat the flesh of our own son or daughter. This body has been transmitted to us by our parents. If we don't eat mindfully, we bring a lot of poisons, toxins, conflicts, war into our body. If we use drugs, alcohol, a lot of cholesterol, we destroy it. And with such a body, we cannot transmit a healthy body to our children. We are eating the flesh of our parents, we are eating the flesh of our children. The way we grow food, our food, the way we raise our stock, our cattle to eat, may be very violent. We destroy a lot of forest land. We pollute a lot of the water just by making meat. And the meat we eat may contain a lot of anger and violence. Imagine a chicken that is raised in a cage like this. In modern farms, for chicken farms, each chicken has only one space like this, like a box. And in the whole life of chicken, well, the chicken has to live there in order to lay eggs, and finally to be killed for the meat. The chicken are so angry that if there is a chance, it will attack the next chicken by its beak, and that is why they practice cutting off the point of the beak of chicken. Imagine you eat a piece of chicken like that. Every cell of the chicken contains anger and despair. How do we raise our calves? When the calf is born from the cow, they take it away from the cow, and the calf never know the joy of drinking the milk from its mother. They raise the calf in a space like this. The calf cannot run and play like in the old time. It has to stay in just one place. 100 days later, it will be killed for meat. If we look deeply, we see that we have caused a lot of suffering around us just by eating, by the way we consume. Every time we drink a glass of alcohol, if we look deeply, we can see the amount of grain that has been used to make that glass of alcohol. Countless people die every day because they don't have the food. UNESCO reported that every day, 40,000 children die because of the lack of food, the lack of nutrition. And yet, we still eat our meat and drink our liquor. In order to produce a piece of meat, you have to use a lot of grains. And eating your meat like that, drinking your alcohol like that, is not different from eating the flesh of your own son and daughter. Who are they, the 40,000 children who die every day? If they are not our children, who are they? You are ruining our planet by the way of eating. You are bringing a lot of toxins into our body and into the body of our family. And that is why practicing mindful eating is very important. It is a great joy, a great fortune for those of us who have the opportunity not to have to eat the flesh of animals. You who are not vegetarian, you might like to reduce your eating of meat by 50%. It is said that if countries of the West can reduce the meat eating by 50%, that can already change the situation in the world concerning starvation. Practicing as a monk, I don't eat meat, I don't drink alcohol, I don't smoke, and I don't suffer at all. That keeps my body healthy. I think as parents, we can practice that. Mindful consumption, mindful eating. And you might like to practice that because your way of eating, your way of consuming is your way of teaching. We should eat in such a way that allow others to have a chance to live, that allow our children to have a future. And this is something possible, and we don't have to suffer at all by mindful eating. In fact, we bring into ourselves a lot of joy, a lot of compassion, a lot of understanding that will be the foundation of happiness. A person who has no compassion left cannot relate to other human beings. Extremely lonely, cannot be happy at all. That is why cultivating compassion is a very important practice for happiness. The second kind of food that Buddha talked about is sensory impressions. What we hear, what we see, what we feel, what we think is the source of food we consume. When you drive through the city, you consume. There are advertisements, there are noises. And even if you don't want to consume, you consume anyway. When you watch television, you consume. When you read newspaper, you consume. When you listen to music, you consume. And items of your consumption may bring a lot of toxins and poisons and war and depression into your body and into your consciousness. Sensory impressions. Just listening to a conversation full of hate, full of fear, full of pessimism is consumption. It brings into your consciousness the element of hate, of fear, of anger. That's not good for your health. That's not good for your children. That is why protecting oneself, not to allow these items of consumption to penetrate into our body, our family, our society, is very important. How many hours, how many scenes of violence our children witness by watching television? When they grow up as a 12-year-old person, they have watched many thousands of scenes of murder, violence. And all of that are preserved in their consciousness.